When I was in high school, I was so fearful that I turned down a free college education because I was afraid that if I went to college, I would have to speak in front of people. So it has, I will figure this out. Maybe she can help me figure this out. I will put it on the table and we will not worry about it. So I've got a little show and tell. So on this amazing day, no, that's not for you. That's no. We will just put this down here. So it is absolutely amazing. Amazing things are happening now, and there's going to be even more amazing things. I think we will need the lights on for a while. I agree, I don't care for the fluorescent lights, but for what we can't have show and tell without some lights. We have to have show and tell, and when we're done with show and tell, we will turn out the lights. So I have been working with these glyphs. I have been channeling these things for over 15 years. I think in the early 2000s I was starting to get them. And my first book came out in 2008. And so it never ceases to amaze me what things happen. This here is a 15-year-old Chihuahua named Killer. This is my neighbor's dog. 5 years ago, the vet prescribed him a prescription drug called Lasix. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. It is not always a good idea, but it has its side effects. So Killer got violently ill, very seriously ill. He couldn't eat, and he couldn't even drink water. And so they took him over to Noah's Ark, and Dr. Thomas said that he had kidney failure, and he also had chronic canker sores in his throat, so he couldn't swallow. And they recommended putting him to sleep. And the husband there, that he dearly loves that dog. He just dearly loves that dog, and he didn't want to give him up. So they gave him an IV to get fluids in him because he couldn't drink anything. And they sent him home, and they called me for help. And so what I did was, using a surrogate. And this is how you use a surrogate. For the canker sores, I put two glyphs on the throat chakra of the teddy bear. I like using teddy bears or a stuffed animal for a surrogate. You can use almost anything. You could use a doll. You could even use a piece of paper. And also, I just use plain scotch tape because it won't tear the whole thing up. So I put on here the one to speed healing and the one for viruses because canker sores are viruses. And then on the, I use the pancreas, the glyph for the pancreas for detoxification and one for the liver. And then for the kidneys, I put, now on the dog itself, and you can put them on the dog, you use the chakras on the back. But on a teddy bear, you can just put them where you want. On the back, I put the one for the kidneys, and again, detoxification. The next day, he was drinking water. The day after, he was eating again. They brought him over to visit me a week later after this incident, and he was doing outstanding. They took him back to Noah's Ark, and Dr. Thomas said, "I am astounded." And of course, nobody wants to tell the vet or doctor what they've been doing. They think like they'll be ridiculed or, you know, you think, oh, this person's crazy. So it amazed me. I never forget, and I can never get over how well it works. But the thing to remember is anytime you use a surrogate on any type, if you're doing Reiki, you have to believe in your power to send that energy there. You have to believe in what you're doing, no matter what in life. You have to believe. It's not, will it work? It's, it will work. Yes, I can. Not like, maybe, or I'll try. That's half the energy. It's always, yes, it will work. So then, you know what? Let me send that around. The next one, right after that happened, this is Homer. Homer is a 2-year-old pit bull bulldog mix that they got. It's a rescue dog. And in February, he started having seizures. She said at first she thought it was just because he was dreaming and he was trembling, but she said he started frothing at the mouth and she realized it was a seizure. She said, and they got worse. And they went to the vet and they went to all kinds of tests for Lyme disease and they went through a whole lot. They used flower remedies. They used sound therapy, trying to help Homer. And nothing seemed to work. So she set up a consultation with me. And so I told her, and she had to use a surrogate also because he had tremors so bad that the glyphs wouldn't stay on him. So what I suggested for, whoops, we got killer here. Let's get Homer. So what I suggested on the crown chakra, the one to heal the damaged brain and nervous system, and neurological healing. And I encourage all of you who have the book with the one for the brain and nervous system, do use that glyph. Because I was surprised when I used it, I didn't feel I ever had any brain damage or nervous damage. But I could feel a lot happening. And I think over the years, we have a lot of... Have you ever lifted your head up and whacked your head real hard on something? Yeah. So we all sustain a certain amount of damage. On the solar plexus, the glyph to remove vaccinations. And I, again, if you have this glyph, I suggest using it. When I used it, I haven't had a vaccination in over 50 years. Except when I worked for the Army, they gave us flu shots. But when I used it, again, I could feel stuff. And for those of you who believe in vaccination, it is programmed to remove toxic vaccinations that are not for the highest good. So if you believe in vaccinations, it will. If there's something that your body really needs that you got, then it would leave that alone. And I'm not going to go into debate on what, when we were kids, you know, we all got them in the arm with a little scar there on our shoulder. And then the glyph for the circulation system. That's another one everyone should use. And so she started that. He did not have another seizure. She waited 7 weeks to call me, and she said he has been free of seizures and he's free of the tremors. And she realized how her sleep was better too, because she would be like a mother of a newborn listening, and she'd get up and massage him at night, hoping to avoid all these seizures. And now he was sleeping fine, and he's fine, and it amazes me. And the thing I want to point out, though, the glyphs will, in a lot of cases, will work better on animals than they do on humans. And the reason for that is the animals have no resistance. They have no judgment. They have no doubts. They have no ego. All of these things get in the way. It's not possible when a human gets a book and opens it, there's got to be some kind of judgment, good, bad, or otherwise. It's just the way it is. With a dog or a cat, and I get a lot of ones stories about cats. One woman said she got her book, opened it up, and the cat was right over there and climbed on the book. And I've heard of many times where the cat will come and lay on the book. And so that the cats feel energy from, they can feel energy from a couple hundred miles, I mean, sorry, a couple hundred feet away. There was one incident that happened. years ago when I lived in Jonesboro, and there was a little cat hanging around, a little kitten. And the neighbor didn't want it, and I didn't want it. And my mother was visiting, and I thought, you know, the cat's got to be taken care of somewhere. So I took it to the pound. I had my mother with me. And she was holding it, and the cat was a sweet kitty. Oh, it was so heartbreaking having to take it somewhere, but we didn't want it to starve. And all of a sudden, the cat just went berserk. It was screaming and clawing. And we rounded the bend toward the pound. And there was a man throwing a dead dog on top of a truck piled with dead dogs. And that cat knew hundreds of feet away there was something going on. That's how sensitive the energy is. Now, I don't know if dogs are quite as sensitive, certainly more than we are. But what an animal feels is the energy. They don't care about the pictures in the book. They don't care about any of that. There was a woman who's got a chocolate lab, and she said, it was her daughter's chocolate lab, and her granddaughter, the grandchildren, and she said that the lab would gather up, the family uses the glyphs, and they're laying around the house. He gathers them up, puts them in a pile, and he lays on top of them. And the woman made this is amazing. Woman had a blanket made of glyphs for her daughter. Yeah, and there's a Coco, his name is. The chocolate lab is Coco.
Pass that one around,
James. Yeah, I'm going to pass that around. Let me pass these both around. And so she sent it to her daughter. She opened the package, and guess who claimed the blanket? Coco insisted that the blanket was his. And no matter what they said, and so she had to have another blanket made, and I'm sure that, I know it's pretty pricey, but that's Coco. This is the last one, a quick one. This is my son's 12-year-old West Highland Terrier. And he lost his hearing several months before I had gone down there. And what I did was, up in my granddaughter's bedroom where I was sleeping, there was this white teddy bear. So I put the glyph for the hearing under the ears of the teddy bear. And again, I always put the intent out. You have to tell it where it's going and what to do. And also, if it's a long-term problem, tell it how long you want it to work. You'd say, I want this to be working for 30 days or whatever. Give it a time. Otherwise, the glyphs has to have some instructions. So this is Daisy. Again, like I say, it's the energy they feel. It's the energy they feel. They have no judgment. Now, that's not saying all humans are going to have. Some people get the book right away, yeah, this is it, and they use it, and there's no problem. But we get in our own way sometimes. And I'm always learning so much more, and just recently I was told that I need to understand about the electrical energy of the glyphs. And I thought, all right, tell me it. And this is the energy I got. The glyphs work through impulses that are electrical charges. These come from an outside source. That source is a central sun. The central sun receives the directive from the glyph, which in turn activates an electrical pulsation. This pulsation is emitted on a regular basis as long as the glyph exists. And that's why I recommend destroying the glyphs when you are finished them to deactivate the impulses. I don't do that. I keep a little fishing, when I use them and they're still good, I put a fishing tackle box there with glyphs that are usable. And I think what he means is when you're done with them, when I say he, you know, he, she, when you're done with them, tear them in half because that activates them. So those are my amazing stories. And what I wanted to know, if anybody would like to share, has any questions, or would like to share an amazing, and thank you for your amazing story, any amazing stories that anything had that happened recently in your life that you might feel is amazing. Anybody want to share a story?
Jean, I will say that I use them a lot, but I find that they work very well on pictures of people.
Mm-hmm, right.
Distance. And so I just find that sometimes it works better on the picture than it does on the person, because it cuts a lot of that emotional crap.
Resistance. Right. And you can use one on a person. You have to ask permission from their soul, or make a statement. If their soul permits this, then, and what I have, pictures of like the children in the orphanage, and then I have a whole sheet of the glyph called Reaching Out. And I find that a picture is a great idea. You can actually just write a piece of paper with a person's name on it. I do that. Oftentimes I'll do that, and I'll put the name on top of the teddy bear.
Yeah. Years ago, when your first book came out, mm-hmm. Denise gave me a copy of your abundance one.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry that in my wallet, and I know that it's like, I don't know, it seemed to have kind of made things move forward more. Not necessarily in money, but in everything.
Mm-hmm, so, right.
Yeah, it really does for me. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's forgiving me. I'm just leaving it in my wallet.
Yeah, one man told me that when he got the book that night, he had a dream that told him to put the page of 16 under his computer. And I'm assuming he used his computer for his income.
Yeah.
And myself, I was told to put it under my pillow, mm-hmm. with it inside a sleeve. And Raymond said he put it in his wallet.
Right.
Anybody else have anything they'd like to share? Kimberly?
I just want to point out, you have all the wonderful stories about pets, but they work so amazing for River. There's been many times that she won't be feeling well, especially at nighttime, and she'll just keep waking up, and even waking up crying, just not feeling well, and I'll put glyphs on her, and it's like immediately she goes back to sleep, and you can tell it really gives her a lot of relief.
Yeah, babies are the same way. They have no resistance. They're fine. And even small children, it depends whether the children have been influenced, how old they are. All right.
Well, Gene, we're talking about amazing things.
Right.
Because I knew what you were talking about, mm-hmm. so I was thinking about this yesterday. And I'll just share this one. Before I came to Franklin, I've truly lost count of how many times I've had bizarre experiences of almost getting killed, and then just walking away, and this just kept happening over and over and over, and I thought it ended when I came here, so I was like, all right, no more of these weird experiences. But I'm not making it up. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not saying, oh, I slipped in the bathtub. I mean, severe things. And I thought, well, it's over. And I got here. And one night, I heard this massive crash. And I woke up and jerked some clothes on. And I didn't know what it was, but I could see a man out on Middle Skeena driving back, just back and forth like this. And I was like, what? It was pouring, absolutely pouring rain in the middle of the night, warm. So I run out there to see what's wrong. And a tree had fallen across my driveway and across the street. And strangely enough, the man says, oh, that's my job. I remove trees. And I went, oh, perfect. So he says, I'll get it out of the way. He says, I need to get out of here anyway. And he says, I can't get down the road with that tree there. So he, this is a little complicated, but he had a chain in the truck. And he wrapped, the tree had broken, and he actually cut it into 15-foot segments. And the longest one, he grabbed a chain wrapped around it, and I got way out of the way, you know. And he pulled off of his truck, but we didn't know that one part, one 15-foot section was hooked onto another 15-foot section, and it slingshot it around. And you know how pine trees, when the lower branches fall off, they're little spikes that stick out? Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing was surrounded and covered with spikes. And it slingshot that thing at me, and I was like, I'm dead. You know, that's, it just, there's no conceivable way to survive this. And something in my mind said, throw yourself backward. And so I threw myself backward, and that thing, the side that was toward the bottom, apparently had broken off all the spikes, and it went directly over me, but I couldn't get my head out of the way. It was, my head was just, you know, and it just knocked me out. And he didn't know it, he drove off, and he came back maybe 10, 15 minutes later after he dumped that section, and about that time I woke up, stood up, went over there, and he saw this little thing on my head, and he said, what happened? And I said, oh, tree knocked me out. And he just looked at me and says, oh, he says, yeah, that happens sometimes. And proceeded to take the rest of the tree away. And that was about, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that was about number 9 in my life. There, and I don't know the meaning of all this, but I mean really bad stuff, like run over by a motorboat and broke the back of the engine off, back of the boat off with my body. You know, when, and I guess when I'm, maybe when my faith gets low, think something else like this happens to wake me up. But to me, those are amazing.
Thank you. Yes, Faye.
I know that our guides protect us a lot because we have work to do and they're real busy looking after us. I know this. I've had over 20 major concussions and I got poisoned by pesticide that was, my doctor said was lethal and I would die, but he didn't tell me until after I got well because he didn't want to just. When I first moved up here about 30 years ago, I was living in Clayton and I'm going around the corner in my truck, and you know, they don't have any shoulder on the road, it's just nothing there. And a cat ran out, and I'm trying to avoid it, and I hit that shoulder. And my truck tire caught on the edge of the pavement, and it threw me right over into a ravine. And I was airborne, I tumbled twice forward, and then rolled sideways and landed in some trees. Totaled my truck, I had a chainsaw, not a chainsaw, a skill saw in the front seat, because I was remodeling my store and building shelves. The skill saw never moved, but my purse came open, the change purse came open, and chain, small coins were lodged in the broken glass all around.
Oh,
wow. But the skill saw never moved, and as I'm going down, I thought, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
But it's okay. And I felt this loving energy wrap around me like a soft blanket, and I was untouched. Even though my truck was totally ripped, the seat loose, the steering wheels, you know, everything's broken in the truck. And I walked out of that without a scratch.
Right. Amazing things. Barbara.
Jean, I want to say something about Jean because I've used the glyphs quite a bit. And as someone who gets as many as 10 phone calls a day for me to work on other people, what it has given me is something that is amazing to work on me very quickly. So whether it is your glyphs or your gemstones or, you know, I have found that for me, and I can't speak to anyone else. And I think all of us in here have had the God things happen.
Right.
Is there anybody who hasn't, you know? But I really honor Eugene for stepping forward and giving us another tool. Something else that is really, I mean, I called you the other day. It's just amazing to me how Spirit speaks through you and through you and you and mm-hmm. you and you and you, and how in this particular gathering we have such an intense, unconditional love for each other and support. So I really honor you, Jean.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I still keep that with my checkbook.
Oh, is that right? You still
I've had it there quite a while.
Well, I've got three books now in the cards, and I'm being guided to come out with a fourth book. And I have one woman just called me a few months ago, and she says, "Can you do a glyph for trauma?" And I said, "Do I need one for trauma?" And I go, "Yes." And I was given an immediate picture of a feather with blood on it. And it reminded me of an old John Denver song, "I am the eagle, there's blood on my feathers." Mm-hmm. And so I just finished getting that printed out, and I had the page, and I was laying in bed, and I put that between my hands. I was amazed. I didn't feel I had been through any trauma. I could feel a whole lot of stuff from that thing. So it's all kinds of new glyphs that will be coming out in the fourth book. But again, they don't cease to amaze me. Any other stories anybody want to share?
Well, I wanted to ask a question. I have your book one, and I've started with some new glyphs. And I want to know what sign do I get when I need to throw that one away and maybe do another one.
You mean the book?
No.
The glyph. Well, it depends what you're using. What I suggest when people have the first book is to cycle through all of the emotional healing glyphs and also the one for the chakras. The thing is, we've had hundreds of past lives. And there's times when, like Kimberly called the other night and she said there was a glyph she's using her dowsing pendulum, and it said to use one that was for soul rescue. And the soul rescue was really, I designed that when my first ex-husband committed suicide. And I said, is there something I can do for his soul? And so I was I designed it thinking for people who are past. But what I theorized with her, or that anybody, is there's a past life that still has trauma there, that needs to be healed, that still has it rescued. So, you mean using?
Yes, after I've used it. Or
you can. I use them over as long as they're in good shape. The individual glyphs, if they're unblemished, once they're damaged, even a little damage, throw them away. Tear them in half and throw them away. Right? Can you use them again? Yes. What I tell people, I have this little fishing tackle box that I put. Have them in there rather than be cutting them out each time. And you can use them in other ways. You could take them, there are people who literally take them into their mind, and that works for them. If it works for them, that's fine. But I feel like I'm too scattered. I can do that, I can take them in, but I don't feel it's, I just prefer using the glyphs. I do use this, have used a surrogate for myself too. But I would go, yes?
Where can I buy your books?
For me. I brought some, and for anybody who's got money problems, I brought some that are tiny blemishes on the covers. My distributor sends them back, and I can sell those for a good price.
I have one.
Yes?
I had something mysterious happen 6 years ago. I was driving my husband's truck, it's a Ford truck. and it didn't go up far enough because I'm 5 feet tall. So I put a box in back of me so I could reach the clutch. And I felt like I was riding a bucking horse when I drove this thing. I wasn't comfortable. It was so huge. And I'd gotten off work. It was winter. It was 7 o'clock. I was going down Cowie to Church Road, and I turned a corner, and there was another truck in front of me, and all I saw pretty much was its grill. Mm. And I thought, oh. And all I did is I held on, and I said, okay, and thank you, thinking I'm checking out now, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then I kept driving, and I look in my rearview mirror, and I see the tail of the truck. I don't know what happened. And the tail of the truck was right in back of the tail of my truck. So can two things occupy the same space?
I've seen that. I've seen that even on a video on Facebook where they had some man was walking across the street and this truck was coming and it was just definitely going to hit him. And all of a sudden there was a flash and he was sitting on the curb.
Yeah, right.
So,
last winter.
Yeah. Now, I had experienced just a few months ago. I was walking down to my mailbox, and it's probably 500 feet from the house to the mailbox. And I was two-thirds of the way there, and there was a tremendous crash, and this big tree came down in front of me, going across the road and my driveway. And I realized in a couple of seconds I would have been under that tree. And at the same time, there was a woman coming up the road. And she managed to stop in time, and we both saw it. And later on, I ran into her, and I said, when I saw her, I said, you know, someone was watching out for us.
Same thing happened to me. I can't remember where I was, but I had my pop-up trailer, and I was way out in the woods, way, way out in the woods, and I was trying to back up, and trying to back up with a trailer isn't easy. And I had the trailer completely across the road, and a truck came around the corner pulling another trailer. Mm-hmm. And I was completely blocking the road. And there was no way it could get by. And I was like, he's going to crash, this is going to be awful. And I just kept trying to get, there was no way to get out of the way. And the next thing I know, I look, and that truck and the trailer is down the road, mm-hmm. but it's fishtailing back and forth. And finally, it straightened out, and it went on, and never honked, it never stopped. And I mean, there is no possibility but that truck and trailer went through mine.
Right.
Mine was completely
something wrong. Really funny happened to me this winter, or last winter, I mean. We were living above the movie theater, and our driveway was like this. And I don't drive in the snow, and it started snowing, and I wasn't home, so I came home. Well, there was snow and ice in our driveway already. And when I pulled up, I hit the ice, and I started sliding. Now, the driveway's like here.
Right.
And the trailer was here. And I came up and went somehow or another like that. I literally closed my eyes and said, okay. That's all I said.
Right.
And my husband, John, saw it. He says, I don't know how you did it, but you managed to miss. I said, I didn't do nothing. It was so funny.
Wow.
Well, anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you, and I really thank you all for sharing your stories. I think we're running out of time, so I'm going to turn this over to Yadvika.